Here we are at another spot of Frog Pond Trail. The sign in front of you tells you about wooded wetlands. Well, as it turns out, the trail itself doesn't take you by any of these wooded wetlands. But if you come and visit in May, sure you're going to hear all kinds of frogs. You'll hear cricket frogs and green frogs and bullfrogs and spring peepers, because there are big wooded wetlands all around us, further out in the woods than you can see. We'd love to invite you there, but unfortunately some of these wooded wetlands contain some of the rarest plants in the state of Delaware, and we're just concerned about our habitat. But at least stand still and listen to the sounds around you, listen to the birds, and enjoy that part of life, because it's a pretty magical thing to hear these creatures. It's often more magical to hear them than it is to see them. Mystery is a wonderful thing. That's what I can tell you about wooded wetlands. They're very important. During the summer months, these wooded wetlands are absolutely dry. There's no water in them at all. The water has drained through the soil layer into the aquifer. The aquifer then feeds places little streams like Piney Fork Branch and Ingram Branch. Remember, we talked about those. And those waters eventually make it over to the Delaware Bay via the Broadkill River. So that's one of the functions of wooded wetlands, is to keep groundwater clean so that our bay stays clean. Wooded wetlands also provide habitat to all sorts of amphibians, all kinds of snakes, lots of birds, and some pretty weird looking plants. Thanks.